This is Out of Africa with JPR on Radio Bracknell. Good evening. We started with Africando, the ultimate African salsa band. Salsa reached Africa in the 50s, and since then, bands have been trying to imitate that Cuban sound. They sing in their own language, Wolof, but they still swing. That was Am Sahul by Africando. Bob Marley played in Africa in the 70s, and he left his mark. Takana Zion is a new voice from Guinea, born in 1986. This album was produced by Manju, whom we'll hear later. I saw Takana this summer, and I was well impressed. He sings Jah Moves With Me. The influence of Joseph Hill of the mythic Jamaican band Culture is all over this. Sometime I feel Takanazayan. I love the sound of that flute. Joe Zawinul, the brain behind Weather Report, always was interested in African music. He asked Salif Keita to sing on one of his typical hypnotic jazz grooves. He also produced one of Salif Keita's albums. This is Bimoya, Joe Zawinul, Salif Keita. Joe Zawinul and Salif Keita. Kofi Olomide is from the Democratic Republic of Congo. He mixes guitar loops of the soukous with the beatbox of urban Paris. And he gets a little help from his friend, Passy, who is a French rapper. This is African Kings, Kofi Olomide and Passy.
C'est la totale bascule. La Ligue des Enfants Bénis d'Afrique. African Kings. Là c'est facile. Je m'appelle le grand Mopao. Et Nico est dans la danse. Faut se rendre à l'évidence. Papa top mène la danse. Y'a qu'à suivre la cadence. Il faut toujours être de partance. African Kings, allez pas si barré bango.
Aussi réputé que les députés ou les présidents, on préside dans le rap soukous et en réputation. On est couronné à la Ligue des Champions des Nations. African Kings pour toute génération. C'est un dunk comme Jordan, roi de tous les temps. La beauté d'un chaos sur ring si t'es pas content. C'est le duo du grand Mopao et Sipao au top niveau. Spécial pour les stéréos d'Afrique et du Congo.
African Kings, African Kings.
C'est le grand mot pas, yeah. Plein, 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 toujours plein. Que tout le monde lève la main. Un esprit à bien débarque, les papas top. Et pas si enchaîne avec le hip hop. Toujours au top, non-stop, yeah.
Ça glisse comme une primus ou une Heineken. Comme le vin, j'ai une palle et je bois à la tienne. On est de coq, bicyclette et toutes les poules s'amènent. Qu'elle crie quand on est sur scène. Célèbre comme le Mafé ou le Tchéboudjen. Doux comme le Pondou, le foot ou une bonne sauce graine. On sème l'amour, la joie, la fête et la peine. Les mettre sur le terrain dans ce grand chelem.
African Kings, African Kings, yeah, yeah, yeah. African Kings, African Kings.
Nombolo jusqu'au matin. Nombolo maître du terrain. Hip hop et son cousin. Partout ça couvre Nakatiakin. Le lion qui montre les dents, c'est pour faire couler ton sang. À qui te cache qu'il te hait, cache-lui que tu le sais.
Ouais. Motenayo au Congo, on stoppe les guerres tribales. Bondir au Cap Vert et Nangalef au Sénégal. Bédi au Mali, Mbolo au Gabon et on s'installe. À Douala et Mané, ça vous fait aux Antilles Timal. Hola, Kebola, Cuba, Centro, Havana. Hello, South Africa, Nigeria, Bénin, Togo, Rwanda. On est aussi connu que le Paris-Dakar. C'est Kofi et Passy, ça se passe dans tous les bars.
African Kings, African Kings, yeah, yeah, yeah. African Kings, African Kings.
Ce qu'on fait, c'est foutre le feu sur rythme fun. Pour les femmes et les clubs, les vieux briscards et les jeunes. Ce soir, on fout le feu sur rythme fun. Faut que les cadres, les vieux, les jeunes kiffent notre son, la bine.
African Kings, African Kings.
Bascule totale, les maîtres sur le terrain, le grand Mopao, l'altesse passive, Usopp, Bissona Bisso.
African Kings, African Kings, African Kings, African Kings, African Kings, African Kings, African Kings.
I bet you didn't expect that. This is the influence of R&B on African music. Kofi Olomide and Passy with African Kings. Cross-cultural fascination goes one step further with Mamani Keita and Mark Minnelli on the album Electro Bamako. This album uses techno, jazz, and a song structure akin to the Beatles. Ned Janye by Mamani Keita and Mark Minnelli. Mamani Keita from the album Electro Bamako. Two back-to-back. Two stars of African reggae, both from the Ivory Coast. Tikenja Fakoli, in a song that you should recognize. And Alpha Blondy with another song you should recognize. This is the influence of British rock and pop on African music. Tikenja Fakoli, followed by Alpha Blondy.
Je pense à toi, je t'écris d'un trois étoiles à Cajun. Tu vois, faut pas que tu trembles ici. J'ai un toit et un peu d'argent. On vit là tous ensemble, on survit. On ne manque presque de rien. C'est pas l'enfer ni le paradis d'être un Africain à Paris. Oh, un peu en exil, étranger dans votre ville. Je suis Africain à Paris. Oh, un peu en exil, étranger dans votre ville. Je suis Africain à Paris. Qu'ils nous ont promis des places, mais c'est par la voie des airs. Elles ne sont pas en première classe, c'est un oiseau nommé Charter. En attendant que l'oiseau s'envole, des mains noires aux doigts de fée vont tourner autour des casseroles, un soleil au goût de ma fée.
Oh, un peu en exil, étranger dans votre ville. Je suis Africain à Paris. Oh, un peu en exil, étranger dans votre ville. Je suis Africain à Paris.
Aussi. Je ne fais que travailler. Tu vois, j'en ai de la chance ici. J'aurai bientôt mes papiers. Maman, je sais que tu as l'habitude de trop vite t'affoler. N'aie pas d'inquiétude si un hôtel a brûlé.
Oh, un peu en exil, étranger dans votre ville. Je suis Africain à Paris. Oh, un peu en exil, étranger dans votre ville. Je suis Africain à Paris.
think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? And did I get you to trade your heroes for ghosts, hot ashes for trees, hot air for a cold breeze, cold comfort for change? And did you exchange a walk on a part in the war for a lead role in a cage?
Yes, you heard right. That was Sting's An Englishman in New York, which became Un Africain à Paris, An African in Paris. And Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here was getting the African reggae treatment with a touch of Scottish bagpipe somewhere in the mix. Tinari Wen are a Tuareg band. The Tuareg are the blue men of the desert. These guys met in a refugee camp in Libya. They were brought up on a diet of Bob Marley, Ali Farka Touré, and rock music from Led Zepp to anything you can think of. This is what they sound like now.
Thank you.
Desert Soul Rebels, Tinari Wen, with Chet Bogassa. Manju is a Paris Rastafarian who created a studio in Bamako in Mali and tried to emulate the sound of Lee Perry and King Tubby with African musicians. In this track you can hear the one-string desert violin called Imzad. This is a spiritual journey back to Ethiopia, the land of the Rastas. Great production, featuring DJ Lion and Asetu Kanute. This is Chant Nyabingi.
The Nyabingi means to bring universal cooperation, coordination, and even element for all people, which is of righteous good. And this Nyabingi don't mean that it is a plaything. It means that it is for full universal even resurrection for all nations, which is of righteous elements. And that is the protest of full Nyabingi. So I and I and I too, to walk it in the fullness of its activity until peace will come to all nations upon earth. In the Iowa of Jah Rastafari, as coordinator of us all, as coordinator of us all.
Say you know the King of Kings.
African reggae track. Did you hear the balafon in the background? Lovely sound. This was Chant Nyabingi by Manjul, the white rasta from Paris. Back to back, two bass players. Richard Bona is from Cameroon, like Manu Dibango. He's played with Joe Zawinul, plays bass, like a maniac from Brazil, Maniaca o Brasil. The influence of the bossa is ever present on this one, and what vocals he sings as well. Etienne Mbappe played with Joe Zawinul as well. He played bass. He plays with gloves. It's true. I've seen him. Ambas, the track, gets its influence from jazz and soukous, with a touch of Joe Zawinul. An excellent groove. Richard Bona, Etienne Mbappe.
na poine langweya wa na poine langweya wa na omajinda omo wasongoi na poine bise wa bana na poine bise wa na poine bise wa na omajinda omo wanyongoi yo andolo toma di mene
I hope you enjoyed our little trip through the influences of African music. We finish with Biko, the epic song that Peter Gabriel wrote about the South African martyr Stephen Biko, anti-apartheid agitator who died in police custody. Here, Manu Dibango pays homage with the help of Alex Brown, Ladysmith Black Mambazo and Jeffrey Oriema. I'm sure Peter Gabriel's in there. I can hear his voice. So here it goes. Biko with Manu Dibango, a cast of African musicians, and Peter Gabriel. Mm-hmm. This was Out of Africa with JPR on Radio Bracknell. I'll see you next week, where we'll explore the influence of African music on Western music. See you next week.